It's time for Benedict and Raven postseason basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis. Our postseason coverage of Raven Hoops is brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. It's Benedict and Raven postseason basketball, and it begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
A national tournament site in Kansas City hangs in the balance today as the Benedictine Ravens, who are now in the field of 32, are in Wichita, and they are up against St. Francis of Indiana. Hello again, everybody. Joseph is our producer engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. And Gus, here we are, Brent University. We never dreamed that this would be the site of the second round game of the national tournament. But you win this, it's on the municipal.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Puckett Fieldhouse, if it's the Garvey Center here in Wichita. Being in the national tournament has a good feel to it for the Benedictine College Ravens. And again, you are one win away from punching your ticket to historic municipal auditorium in Kansas City. Coach?
Coach, hey, tell you what, though. This game is no gimme. The Benedictine Ravens played a magnificent game yesterday morning at 11 o'clock in order to advance to play the number one team in this pod, the Cougars out of St. Francis. They come into the ballgame a hot team. They have just knocked off the number one team in the nation, but they did not win their conference tournament.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. They knocked off the number one team in the country in Indiana Wesleyan and did it in convincing fashion, 106-79. But then turned around and lost to a rival of theirs, Marion, Indiana, 86-71. So you win big against a great team, and then you turn around and kind of lay an egg by losing to 15 to Marion. But again, this is the St. Francis team. We watch them out here warming up. They're very talented. Talking to some people around the gymnasium here today, they're a team that goes, right? I mean, they are a team that likes to score points early and often, and they're one of the better three-point made shots in the country.
Okay, my question becomes, how do you beat a team that can really score? Do you have to either stop them from scoring, or do you have to just, like, play their game, only do it a little bit better and outscore them? What's the key here?
It really depends what kind of horses you got, right? If you're William Penn, you're just going to outscore them. If you're Benedictine, they can outscore them because we saw in the conference tournament that they were able to score a lot of points. But I think Benedictine's big deal is, and ever since Coach Moody has been here for his 10 seasons, play defense and play really good defense. And so I think that's going to be the key today is for Benedictine to get St. Francis off of that point that they want to get to. They want to be in that 82-88 points a ball game, and Benedictine wants to hold them to more like 65 a game.
I'd say, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll return. Bring your starters. Bring a little more insight, and then the tip off of Raven Hoops right after this.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right. Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with the perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
And welcome back once again to the Garvey Arena on the campus of Great University, Wichita, Kansas. This afternoon, or this morning, I'm going to say that all day, this morning, the Benedictine Ravens looking to go to Kansas City. They're going to be up against the University of St. Francis. Joseph is our producer, engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom counts with me here. Gus counts to my left. And public address announcer, Gus, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. How about you introduce them to our fans at home? Huh? First of all, for the St. Francis Cougars coming into the ballgame, is 24-8, the number one seed in the Wichita Pod. They're going to start number two, Jalen Maul, a 6-foot junior guard out of Fort Wayne. Number four is Lance Dollison, a 6-foot-5 senior guard out of Fishers, Indiana. 12 is going to be Antoine Cushing Berry, a 5'8" junior guard out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And 25 is David Eha, a 6'6" sophomore forward out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. For the Benedictine College Ravens, under head coach Ryan Moody in his 10th season, assisted by John Peer, the Ravens are going to stick with that normal starting five. They're going to start number one, Chris Jackson, a 6'3". 6'2", senior guard out of Dayton Dunbar. I was going to do that all by memory. And then they're going to start number 10, Jason Bristol, a 6-foot senior guard out of St. Joe's Central High School. Also out of St. Joe's Central High School. Number 20, Matt Austin, a 6-foot senior. Number 15, Jaden Timmy, the 6'6" junior forward out of Omaha, Creighton Prep. And then number 24, Eric Cruz, a 6'7" junior forward out of St. Louis Piani High School, the Griffins. Hey, we certainly want to thank our great basketball postseason sponsors, Larry Busing, Julie Amy with Mass Mutual Financial, L&L Construction, Tate Plumbing, Huntley Liquors, and Taco John's in Atchison. Benedictine in the traveling black uniform. They were the home white yesterday, the traveling black with red and black, red and white lettering and trim. And for the Cougs, it is a, I would call it kind of a
Culver Stockton.
Gray with royal blue and white. Yeah, very Culver Stockton.
Very Culver Stockton.
Coming into the center circle to jump it off for the Ravens is going to be Eric Cruz, and the tip-off brought to you by Atchison Dental. They are current with all the latest technology. They want to make your dental trip very comfortable and very convenient. Give them a call, 367-0212, Atchison Dental.
This might be the youngest officiating crew we've had all season.
They look like, you know, a bunch of young guys who can get up and down. Here's the ball. It's up and tip is away. It's going to be controlled down by Benedictine. Ravens have the basketball, and we are underway. BC will work it around to the right side and look into the middle. I'm going to let you find my screen again there. Kick over to the left side. Now the feed underneath the Cruz. Benedictine backing in. Cruz backs in. Drops his shoulder. Puts it up. And we got an offensive foul?
Yep.
Wow. That's a tough start for BC. We are 18 seconds in.
Yep. We're going to get a foul against Eric Cruz. They're going to get him for dropping that shoulder in the lane. It'll be his first.
Up the floor of the basketball will come St. Francis. I tell you what I took from that first possession, though, is that Benedictine will be able to move that ball inside and score on this team. St. Francis will drive into the baseline, go in, go up, miss it. But the easy follow in by David Asia makes it 2-0 St. Francis. They get the first points of the game in 19.5 to go in the opening half. Dave Asia, one of the leading scorers on this team, averaging 16 a game. Now in the middle, back it in, Timmy. Huffson scores right over the top of Lance Dollison.
James Timmy coming off that big game yesterday morning and picking up where he left off.
We're tied at 2, about a minute in. Here's a drop on the shoulder, back on top. A set shot, it's a 3 that misses. And Chris Jackson coming down with a nice rebound. Look at Chris dwelling down at the baseline. He's usually up higher than that. Ravens will bring their ball into the forecourt on the offense. Jaden Bristow slides to the right, comes out on top. Jaden T, it's three. No. Long rebound, going to be hauled down by Antoine Cushingberry. Cushingberry will bring it up the floor, dish it over into the left corner where the big guy will launch a three. It's going to be well short, and the rebound, Bristow got fouled over the back, but no whistle calls. Here comes BC into the forecourt. Minute and a half into the ball game, it is a 2-2 contest. Benedictine and St. Francis. Jackson, Bristow, Timmy, Austin, and Cruz. Ravens starting five out there. Here's Matt. Over to the right side, Bristow. He will have a back door. This is what they did all day yesterday. Now this time the shot by Timmy blocked. No foul called again. And yes, this is going to be the story of the day. Even though they called that early offensive foul on Cruz, there are not going to be a lot of fouls called. And now the ball knocked away by Chris Jackson. Ravens are going to steal it and bring it up. Chris traveled with it.
Chris Jackson with a really good start to this ballgame, playing more defense, and we're seeing him on the offensive end, and right there, he is going to be whistled for a travel, but he's been very active on the defensive baseline.
Ravens are going to need that. Again, St. Francis averages 80, almost 5 points a game, 84.78, and they are a scoring team. They are also the number one team of the nation in made three-pointers. There's a push shot with a forearm, no foul. The ball's loose on the floor. It'll be picked up, kicked on top, driving in. Into the lane, the lean, the shot, the miss, Raven rebound, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Oh, my goodness. Foul on Jaden Bristow. He gets up, shaking his head, and walks away. Early calls in the ballgame have not been friendly to the Ravens. 17:40 to play in the opening half. And St. Francis with charity shots. This first one is going to be up and good for Elijah, who is not a good shooter. 65.2% from the free throw line. Elijah getting a couple of gimmies right here. That one is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, Timmy. Benedictine up the floor, trailing by one. It is 3-2, low scoring, and I guess that's good for Benedictine, probably.
Yeah, for Benedictine, we talked about in the pregame, they're going to have to keep this St. Francis team from getting in the 80s.
Here's Jaden Timmy, puts on a move on Dollison. He's up and in, and the Ravens have their first lead today.
Right now, the Ravens really like that matchup of Dollison versus Timmy. Timmy a little smaller, but quicker than Dollison on that low block.
Driving into the middle, there's no room there. They'll kick it back off on top. Quarter to the left side is McKeeman. Now to the top, it's a three that misses, and the rebound pulled down by Chris Jackson. Chris is aggressive on that board. He's playing great here today.
This might be the best defensive start we've seen from Chris Jackson all season.
On the right side with it is Matt Austin. No feed again to Timmy. He gets tripped and knocked to the floor, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Timmy. And again, no call for Benedictine. 16:50 to go here in the opening half. Ravens lead by one.
It's been the same official all day, right?
All day so far. There's the little guy right up here at the top. 16:48 to go. He also looks like the youngest member of the team, and he also acts as the team leader. Here's a layup underneath for St. Francis. It is up and good by Elijah. He's got every point for St. Francis so far. It is 5-4 Cougars. 16:5 to go. Same officials are with the college officials together, told them we're going to start the game, and he's pretty much running the show right now, and we're going to get a whistle off the basketball.
It might go against Elijah, holding underneath. No, it's going to go again. Antoine Cushenberry. Now, Cushenberry is a guy that St. Francis cannot afford to get in foul trouble today.
No question about it. He is crucial to this team. The ball coming in, and out on top with it will come BC, who we got here, a 1025 right there. Ravens out on top. Christmas handles it, picks it up, goes in, has a shot blocked, tipped out. Cruz follows it up, knocks it down. Eric Cruz for two.
Eric Cruz with his first bucket. Coming in the paint. The Ravens retake the lead at 6-5. 16 minutes to play in the first half.
Back down forward the basketball. Here comes the St. Francis Cougars out of Indiana. A three from the left side. Up and way off the mark. Rebounding it down is Timmy. He was very nonchalant, just reached out, pulled the ball out of the sky, and handed it over to Jaden Bristow. Ravens up the floor. St. Francis and Benedictine coming in here today, looking for that national championship bid. Here's the driving shot. It's up, no good. Eric Cruz, what a rebound! And the Ravens out on top, a long three. Matt Austin from way downtown. He was over by the Century 2 building when he launched that shot.
Matt Austin, we talked about it a little bit, watching these two teams warm up. Matt Austin is 3 three-pointers in the course of an hour of warm-ups, and has just been on so far, so big three right there for the Ravens.
Here comes St. Francis Benedictine with his largest lead of the ball game. Ravens up four. Over to the right side. Baseline three is up. No good. Rebound. There's over the back. Is there no foul called? No, but they're going to say it's out of bounds to Benedictine. And again, crashing over the back, St. Francis. They are having no calls against them in the early 5 minutes.
So the Ravens are going to make a little bit of a substitution. We're going to see Tyson Caffey in early to give Eric Cruz a little bit of a breather. Now, the other thing you got to remember is a lot of these guys play a lot of minutes just yesterday, so you're going to have to find ways to get them breathers here throughout the game.
We are over 5 minutes into the ball game. Benedictine with the basketball. They lead by four at 9-5. Here's driving in. Bristol kicks it over. Tyson has a shot ripped out of his hands, and
they called him for a charge.
What?
Bristol.
They called
really
Bristol. This crew has been a nightmare for Benedictine with 14:50 to go in the opening quarter, opening half, and now Bristol comes out of the ball game. Nice. Here Scott comes in. Coach Moody's down at the baseline. He's complaining to one of the officials, but that official's got nothing to do with anything that's going on, but he's the close one. And now Moody working on the other guy. He's the one that needs the attention. Here's the drive down to the baseline left. St. Francis with the ball. Comes out on top. McKeeman feeds into the lane. The turning around shot is going to be up, and there's a nice call on the travel. And that was some good defense again, Gus, by Chris Jackson to force that turnover.
Now, Chris Jackson flew in really good on defense. And again, the Ravens are going to need that today, especially if we're going to see long periods of no Jaden Bristol. Two fouls, and we're five and a half minutes in. So, this year, Scott going to play the point guard right now.
Bristol looks very, very frustrated, sitting on the bench over there. Here's the lob underneath. Tyson kicks it back. Matt steps inside, pulls up. Three. Oh, yeah! That was a great commit assist to Tyson Caffey.
Tyson Caffey with the assist. Matt Austin with his second three-pointer of the ballgame. Ravens now 2-3 from behind the arc. And St. Francis 0-5 so far.
Benedictine leading it by 7, 6 minutes into the game. Now the, holding the ball up top side is Cushingberry. He's mad.
Just trying to clear out.
He's directing traffic. He wants to run the show. He'll put up a shot that misses and the rebound. Crashing in again. No fouls. It's going to be picked up by Chris. Ravens with numbers. Chris Jackson dishes back. Matt, the three. Oh, no, it came out. And the rebound is going to be hauled down by David Asia. Here comes St. Francis. Dish pass over to the right side. Dashing into the lane is going to be Cushingberry. Drives and shoots and finally gets a point. That's the first bucket of the game, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach LaCrosse and St. Francis taking a break. The Ravens have a lead. 13.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 12. The Cougars 7.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing drain tilings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydro seeding, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Good to have you back with us here in Wichita, Kansas. The timeout taken by St. Francis, but they have cut the Raven lead to 5. Benedictine coming up before the basketball, and here is Nicir Scott. He'll take it into the forecourt, crossing at the logo. Looking into the eyes of Cushingberry. Goes over to the right side to Matt. We got the player defense instituted here by the Cougars. Chris Jackson thinking about the three. Doesn't. Goes back to the left of ninth here. They'll feed underneath to Tyson. He's shoved in the back. Foul is going to be on Jeff Reynolds. Reynolds isn't coming into the ballgame. Averages about 8 a game. But he is their number 2. Number 5. If you don't mind me calling it that. One of the second team foul of the game by St. Francis. The ball in the middle of Timmy. Comes back out on top. Here's Nicir. Falling away at the baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound, St. Francis. Brayton Bailey has come into the game, and he'll come up with that board. Pass comes out on top. There was some confusion. It's going to be Jalen Mole with it. Now the long shot left side is up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Raven basketball. You bet it is. Now you got Coach LaCrosse. He's all the way back to midcourt, and he is bouncing.
He's not happy with that call. Maybe shouldn't be, but he's gotten a couple calls already that he probably shouldn't have got. So, evening things out, and here come the Ravens up the floor.
12:49 to go in the first half. Benedictine over to the right side to Matt. BC knows it, and St. Francis knows it. Matt's got the hot hand. Now the pass in the middle is going to be tipped away. Cushingberry throws an elbow, comes down the floor, jumps it over to the right side, set shot, three, good. Dan McKeeman. He averages 11 points a ball game. That'll be his first score of the afternoon. 3-point shot, making it 12-10. Benedictine by two.
Coach Moody a little upset with his team right there. They've practiced working on not allowing that transition three.
The feedback underneath. Jaden Timmy backs in. And is this foul going to be?
Going to call him a charge? Yeah. No. All right, they're going to call a hold against St. Francis. Well, Brayton Bailey, 15, yeah. And I thought, really, they were going to call, because that's the same thing they called Bristol on a minute ago for a charge.
They're bringing it into Timmy out on top. Matt Austin, he travels, no whistle, back over to the left side, skip pass. They are wanting Timmy. The hook, the shot, in and out. No, wouldn't go down. Bailey coming up with the rebound. It goes the other way, but that was still a beautiful play, and I'd like to see that one run about 30 times today, you know. 12 minutes of play in the opening half. 12-10, Benedictine. The lob down to the right block. Backing in with it. It's going to be Reynolds. Looking in. Comes on top. The knife, knifing into the lane. The ball batted away. And Timmy with a steal. Nice. Here's Scott back up court with the basketball. Here come the Ravens. 11:45 to play in the opening half. Skip pass over to Tyson Cathy. He's got a huge size advantage, doesn't he? As he backs in, changes directions, going to change his hands, and missed a driving layup.
Right now, the Ravens missing too many shots in on the bucket.
Can't miss those bunnies, as coach would say. Here's a shot outside. There's a rattling home three. Cushing Berry puts St. Francis back in front.
Cushing Berry had a little word for Coach Moody after he knocked down that three right now. Look at all these shots the Ravens are missing in the paint.
Feet over to the left side. Here's Chris for three. Nope, Chris Jackson doesn't get it to fall. Chris has been largely offensively ineffective the last several games. He's due for a big game. Here's a three for the left side. Knocks it down. McKeeman's second three. Ravens suddenly are in some trouble. 11-0 run, Gus, by St. Francis.
Yeah, and you know, in the back of Coach Moody's mind, he's trying to decide how long he can really be without Jaden on the floor.
Back it in is Timmy. He will miss that one badly. Gets knocked to the floor. No foul call. Cushenberry races up. They'll drive to the right. He's the hot hand. It's up by McKeeman. That one won't go. And a rebound on the floor. Pull back down St. Francis. Cushenberry brings it back out topside. McKeeman looks it over to Cushenberry. 13 of the shot clock and 10.5 to go in the opening half. Moody directing traffic as the play is right in front of him. Cushenberry starting to drive in. Here's a long shot. It is up. It's no good. And a rebound underneath. And we're going to get a foul called on. Is it on Timmy? Undercutting?
It might have been Timmy undercutting.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ravens had a huge mismatch right there in. St. Francis wasn't able to capitalize on it. They had a screen and had Cushing Berry up against Tyson Cathy, so it was just a tough matchup for Tyson. The foul on Jaden Timmy is going to be his first. Raven's going to make a few substitutions. Saxton Thuston in. You're going to see Ahmad Lewis into the ballgame.
This is an alignment the Ravens used yesterday with some great success.
They'll be out there with Matt Austin, Nasir Scott, and Eric Cruz.
We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half, and we're going to get a timeout taken. Benedictine, I think Coach Moody, with all those new guys, just wants to make sure everybody knows their assignment. We're going to take a break. 10:17 to go in the opening half in Wichita. It's now St. Francis 16, Benedictine 12.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Well, the Ravens find themselves on the ropes a little bit, Gus. They had led by 7. Now they trail by 4. It is an 11-0 run by St. Francis that has gone on the course of the last, 4 minutes and 3 seconds. So,
yeah, and a lot of that has been that St. Francis has been able to play their game the last few minutes. And by that, I mean they've been able to get the ball out in transition, get up and down the floor. And now you see Antoine Cushenberry making sure the officials see the same thing he sees out on the floor. And now Coach LaCrosse is going to make sure that the officials are. So, but right now, you've got to slow St. Francis down. Can't let him get in that transition game. And you understand why they hit so many threes. They're out in transition, put up the quick three. Right now, the Ravens have to slow that down.
Here's the inbound and the quick, easy layup on the inside by Bailey. It is now a 13-0 run, and the Ravens are now down 7. 10-10 to go in the opening half. Benedict and Kinlott let themselves get down double figures. Out on top with it is going to be Amon. The feet in the middle, the hook shot missing badly. Saxton Thusden off the mark, and again, St. Francis runs the other way. St. Francis has been red hot. They are missing no shots now. Here's the dish underneath, and all alone, the easy reverse layup, and it's missed. Rebound, Benedictine. Here comes Lewis into the forecourt for the Ravens.
Right now, the Benedictine Ravens shooting 5 of 16 from the floor. They are 2 of 5 from behind the arc.
Matt Austin over to the left side. Nice here. Back out on top to Matt. 9:20 to go in the first half. Austin cuts into the lane. Goes in. Changes hand. Lays it up right through to 6'8" center.
Matt Austin now with his first shot inside the arc. He's got 8 points so far, and Benedictine draws back to within 4 at the 9:20 mark. It's 18-14. Cougars.
Christian Berry out with it on top to McKeegan. Now the feet underneath on the left block. Backing in is Reynolds. Back it in on Cruz. Drops the shoulder. Pushes in. Shoves off. No foul. Over to the right side of travel. No whistle. The kick out on top. Cushing Berry. It's 3. It's good. Cushing Berry, a couple of threes. He's got 8 points. Averages 18 a game. And Benedictine now trailing it 21. 21-14. They're going to call that a 2-point shot. 8:40 to play in the first half. Cruz goes in, has it stripped out of his hands, is able to pick up the loose basketball, kicks it back out on top to Matt Austin, shot clock at 7. Matt over to the left side, into the lane, carries it, shoots it, missed it. Rebound underneath Saxton, dishes inside. The shot is up and good. What a nice play by Lewis.
Ahmad Lewis with the layup.
21-16 St. Francis, 8:20 to go in the opening half.
Ahmad throws me off today because typically he wears number 2, and right now he's wearing 31.
Ahmad came up with a steal and then had a little bucket step onto the near sideline. Great defensive play by Lewis, but tough break for Benedictine. They're going to give it back. And here comes Benedictine bringing Jaden Bristol back into the game. Bristol back in for the Ravens. Top side of the basketball. It's going to be Jalen Bull for St. Francis. Bull will cut to the right side, drive in, go cross underneath, put it off on top. Here's the big man, a big three, won't drop, rebound. Bristol, that's what he's in there for. He distributes the ball. He rebounds with the best of them. There is nothing he does not bring to your team. 7:50 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball down by 5. Here's the feed in the middle. Eric Cruz, he's backing in against a much smaller defender. Will rotate, turn, shoot it off the window and miss it. And a rebound is going to be battled for. Jump ball, call, possession arrow. Back to St. Francis. We're going to get Jane and Timmy back into the lineup. He'll take out Ahmad Lewis.
Lewis gave the Ravens some really good minutes out there.
Yep.
Was able to give Jaden Timmy a little bit of a breather. But you look out now, and the Ravens have now rotated back in 4 of their original starting 5.
Ahmad did a great job yesterday for Benedictine as well. He has been a very solid contributor to this team. Cougars with the ball out on top. That's Carmen Martin. He'll kick it down low. Back it in. Asia. Asia drops the shoulder. Look, he bumps. He turns. He pushes. It won't go in. And now the rebound. Pulled down by Cruz, and Asia's hanging on him. Cruz was getting really upset that the guy had him by the throat.
Cruz had to turn around and, like, tell the official, get him off my back before the whistle. For Asia, that'll be his first, and for the Cougars, it'll be their 4th.
Back up court with the basketball will come Benedictine. 7-11 to play in the first half. Jaden Bristol up top side working against Moe. He'll take it to the left, get off the screen, kick it down to the left side. Working in the middle is going to be Houston. Saxton pulls up his dribble, kicks it back over to Jaden. Bristol knifes into the lane, shot clock to 7. Bristol falls away from 16. Oh, that was a thing of beauty. 2 points for Jaden Bristol.
Jaden Bristol with his first bucket of the ball game, and the Ravens drawing closer. It's now 21-18 Cougars.
There's a travel in the middle. The ball's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Benedictine. Here come the Ravens' Matt Austin. BC is 2-on-3. Matt will kick it out on top. Timmy. Cuts into the lane, gets it back to Matt. He will start to step inside. Notice how quickly the defense and Bailey gets in front of him. The Cougs know you cannot let him alone. Now Thuston in, up, no. Rebound, jump ball. Yeah. Boy, Saxton had a handle on that. He was hanging on.
Here's the deal. We've said this a lot this season. in this gym, there's not a player that's going to outlead Saxon Dusen.
No question about that. We're going to have a substitution in for St. Francis, and Benedict will have the ball in play at their offensive baseline. 19 on the shot clock. 6:26 to go in the opening half. Ravens trailing by three. Looking in, Bristol comes to the right side. Cruz launches. It won't drop. Rebound, Bristol! And the Ravens are going to reset. Here's Matt. It's three. No! Rebound! And a foul. It's going to be on Saxton. Houston coming up perfect the other way. When he will pick up his, is that his what, first foul?
First foul.
So the Cougars are able to cling to that one possession lead. And now we got whining out of the floor by Lance Dollison, the official here on the near side. He's complaining he's getting pushed and he's getting mishandled and mistreated. Probably just getting outplayed with 6:10 to go in the first half. Here comes St. Francis back down the floor. Right side is going to be Cushingberry. They'll feed over to the block. Back and in. Can't get a shot away. Great defense, Timmy. Here's a three top side. It is a long one, and it is good. Dollison, first points of the game.
Yeah, Dollison taking that three, knowing he was matched up on with Jaden Bristol. Bristol really not able to step out there.
Top side is going to be Jaden Timmy. Ravens down a half a dozen. Timmy backs in, kicks it off on top. Bristol drives across top of the key, loses the handle, brings it back over to the left side of the mat. Underneath that goes to Saxton. Houston into the lane, rotates, puts it right in. Nicely done.
Saxton Houston cuts right through his defender and puts up the bucket. That's his first of the ball game. Raymond's back to within four.
Here's the three on the other end. It misses. Houston skies for the rebound. Ravens walk it into the fourth court. 5:15 to go in the half. Benedictine trails by four. 24-20. Matt, topside there, was a near travel. He'll go baseline. In traffic, kicks it out on top, and Cruz can't get to the ball. Here comes Cushingberry all the way to lay it up in and easily. Cushingberry goes 10 points already. 26-20.
Cushingberry was the guy that coming into the ballgame. We knew that the Ravens were going to have to slow down. He averages 18 a ball game, but right now the Ravens are doing a pretty nice job of keeping the Cougars down as far as total points.
Back out on top, Jane and Timmy. Ravens on the offense. Timmy will back into the lane, spin it off on top. Saxton, thought about the three, drives in with eight, has it knocked out of his hands, and I've got it right here through our table and up underneath there somewhere. I kick it back out, maybe. Did it come out? You got it?
There we go. The Ravens will have the ball with only four on the shot clock.
Chris is going to be putting it in play right in front of us here. Chris Jackson gets it to Timmy. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. He will drive. He will shoot at the buzzer. It's off the mark on the rebound. Pulled down by St. Francis and Lance Dollison. Cougars back up the court. Cushingberry comes out on top. And back to Jalen Mull. Cougars are slowing it down just a little bit. They want that long shot. That's been what's gotten them. Wherever they go all year, here's a three from the right side, missing, and the rebound tipped out. And look, all the way back down the floor were four defenders for the Cougars, and they were able to get that long rebound. Again, they stretch the floor. They slow it down. They just really want that long shot. Here's another one. Launch it, misses, and Bristol clears the board down. Jaden Bristol. That's his third rebound, his fourth rebound. Jaden eases to the left side. 3:45 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball. They're down again. They're down a half a dozen. Bristol will cut in. Gets inside the defender. Shoots and scores. And guess he made David Asia look a little silly.
Yeah, he was toying with the big post that far away from the bucket. Now going coast to coast. Shot block!
Oh, my gosh. There you have that one. That was the H&R block of the game. And Chris Jackson goes to the other end and lays it up and in. H&R Block of the Game brought to you by the experienced tax professionals at H&R Block and Atchison. See them 712 Commercial Street. That block has got the Raymond fans on their feet.
What a job by Jaden Timmy.
26-24 Cougars. They've got the two-point lead to the basketball. Out on top, Cushingberry wants to get the shot away. Can't. Pulls it back down. Kicks it over to the right side to Asia. He'll back in on Timmy. Changes directions. Falling away. Launches one that's no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Raven fans making some racket in Wichita. 2:47 to go in the opening half. BC with the ball trailing by a pair. 26-24. But just this overall score is exactly where the Ravens want it. Right now, St. Francis will have to be closer to 50. Here's a three shot. No! Rebound, Saxton! Up! Bennett Houston ties the game.
Saxton Houston with another rebound and the putback. He's got four and the Ravens have tied it up.
2:20 to go in the half. The dish comes out on top. Moe feeds right to three. There it is. This time by Dollison. It is his second three. 6 3-point shots, St. Francis, and we're going to get a Coug timeout. 2:13 to go in the opening half. It is St. Francis 29, Benedictine 26.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Benedictine College. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company and Benedictine College, making Atchison a great place for all. Go Ravens!
Back with you here in Wichita, Kansas. Gus, just before we went to the break, I started to mention that as a Raven, you've got to be pleased with the number of points you have given up to St. Francis. You are still under 30 points with 2 minutes to go in the first half. St. Francis would rather be closer to 50 than to 30 right now because they like that triple digit. They need that to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be really happy with where your defense is right now. And the thing that I think Coach Moody is going to clean up at halftime, it's going to be your shots in the middle. You're getting the ball into the paint where you want it. You're just not finishing enough of those shots. Right now, Benedictine, 12 of 31 from the floor, so right at 39%.
Interesting to see the ball being brought up court by Matt Austin. Kicks it over to the right side to Bristol. Ravens with the basketball, treading it by three. We're just over 2 minutes now to play in the first half. Skip pass underneath, Tyson Caffey back of the game. Kicks it back out on top to Bristol. Bristol at the free throw line, goes from 14, is up and soft, gets his own rebound, kicks it to Timmy, and assists to two for Timmy. It's a one-point game.
Jaden Bristol's one of the few players that can get a rebound and assist and not come down with the basketball, right?
29-28 St. Francis. They will drive in and back it off on top. Mole with the basketball. Top of the key it comes. Back over to the left side. 12 on a shot clock. Driving in, the shot off the glass and good. McKeeman has, what, 8 now?
That was a great shot by McKeeman because he had Matt Austin all up in his grill and was still able to knock that down.
Benedictine back on offense, trying to go by 3 with a minute 15 to go before intermission. Timmy, you like how he kind of fades away like he got hit really hard there? Put the shot up, it's rejected, and the rebound pulled back down by Cushing Berry. He will kick it back behind him, out on top, knifing into the lane, on top now. Bailey, it'll be another 3 that misses. Timmy with a rebound, and BC coming the other way. 1 minute to go in the first half. Ravens trailing by 3. Out on top, Jaden Timmy. Gets it over to Chris. Chris Jackson looks into the middle. Kicks it over to the left side. Matt will step inside, come back out. Timmy in the middle of Chris. It's a 3. It's a rainbow. It's off the mark. Chris unable to hit. Jalen Mole comes down. Chris has been struggling offensively the last, what, 3, 4, 5 games now. And now St. Francis just happy to hang on, looking to go to the locker room with a lead. They are clinging to a one-possession advantage and running the timeout, just holding the ball up topside.
About 7 seconds separate the game clock from the shot clock.
Here's Mole with it. Back to Cushing Berry. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Cushing Berry will drive in, dish it off underneath. The ball's loose on the floor. They will have a shot clock violation. Great Raven defense, and they've got 6.5 seconds to get the length of the floor.
Now, they're going to take Jaden Bristol out on this possession just so he doesn't pick up a third in the last 6 seconds right here.
And into the game will be Nysir Scott. So you got Scott, Jackson, Timmy Austin, and Caffey for BC. Full court pressure applied by St. Francis. They want to see him put the ball on the floor. And they reset the game clock to 8.0. Here comes Matt. Austin will drive down the left side. Goes in. Dishes across. Ravens are going to throw it away. And that will take us to halftime. We have a timeout on the court. It's intermission in Wichita. At that break, it's St. Francis 31, Benedictine 28.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with the perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back with you here in Wichita, Kansas, where halftime of the guys' game finds the St. Francis Cougars leading Benedictine by one possession. It's 31-28 out of the court right now. The ladies warming up, and they will be having their championship game of this pod, if you will. And it'll be Morningside and St. Xavier playing in the game after this one. But that's our focus right now on this Benedictine team. And even though they trail by three at halftime, Coach Moody and I were talking briefly about it. Coach Moody's got to be pretty good with where his team is at. And I keep looking at the scoreboard. I'm thrilled to see them having given up only 31 at the half. That's great defense.
Yeah, I think for Coach Moody, of course you want to be leading at the half. But if I said that you're down 3 points, but you've held St. Francis, it's only 31 points in the first half, you're going to be happy. And the shooting numbers kind of look at where Benedictine is. They're 13 of 35 shooting for 37%. They're missing a lot of shots in the middle. Some of that is because it's tournament time. There's not going to be so many fouls underneath, so you got to expect maybe a little more contact underneath. But the Ravens are getting the ball to where they want. They're just not finishing those shots. So, again, I think focus in the second half and finishing some of those bunnies, Coach will be happy. You look at St. Francis, though. Did what we thought they would do. They put up 18 three-pointers in the first half, only attempted 31 total shots, and knocked in a third of those. So they're kind of on pace for where they are.
So what you're saying is not just half, but way more than half of their shots are three-point shots because that is where they live and die.
Yep, and free throws. We had two. We had two free throws in the entire first half.
None of them belonged to Benedictine.
I was going to say, and it was St. Francis' David Asia knocking down one of two from the free throw line in the first half. Take a quick look at the scoring for both of these teams. First of all, for St. Francis, they have five players in the scoring column. It was 10 for Antoine Cushenberry. He averages right at about 18 a game. Scoring then drops down to 8 for Dan McKinnon. 6 for Lance Dollison. David Asia had 5, and it was a 2-point first half for Brayton Bailey coming off the bench. For Benedictine in the first half, 7 players in the scoring column. They were paced by Matt Austin with his 8 points, knocked down 2 3-pointers. Jaden Timmy was able to get into the lane for 6, 4 for Saxton Thuston, 2 for four for Jaden Bristol, 2 for Eric Cruz, 2 for Chris Jackson, and 2 for Ahmad Lewis.
Again, interesting. We have seen St. Francis launch 18 three-point shots in the first half. And, again, you hit those shots, you do really well. If you don't hit them, you don't. And the Ravens defense has held them to 33%. But, again, for the Benedictine, their shooting percentages in the opening half were all very, very low.
Yeah, and you know what else the Ravens did? Pretty well. On those three-point shots, you're going to get long rebounds, right? They held St. Francis to only 5 rebounds. St. Francis was able to only turn that into 4 points. So at least the Ravens, when St. Francis isn't hitting that long shot, BC's pulling down the boards on them.
I tell you what, we are looking forward to what promises to be an exciting second half of college basketball here from Wichita, Kansas. What is at stake today? Only your season and whether you go on to play in the national tournament as it moves to Kansas City or whether you end up with a single win in the field of 32. Ravens want to go to Municipal, and the ton of Raven fans that are here today are hoping to help cheer them on to that. We look forward to bringing you the second half of this one live here on Care Radio, but first, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Halftime in Wichita. Intermission score, It is St. Francis 31, Benedictine 28. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio. We'll be back to bring you the second half shortly.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to design and really see your dream house or remodel before the building process begins? Well, the wait is over. L&L Construction is now able to build your ideas into 3D imaging. From the exterior to the interior, even what the furniture will look like, you will get a full and realistic picture of what you and the team at L&L created. Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today, 913-367-3161.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Basketball, a quiet few, party time, friends around. Make Raven Liquor your first stop. They always have a great selection, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding just the right thing for your get-together. So whether it's a perfect bottle of wine, his favorite scotch, or a wide selection of beer that you seek, make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store.
Good afternoon, or no, good morning. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine men's basketball as they're taking on the University of St. Francis. We'll be back to the game. The game is brought to you by our major sponsors, Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Service, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. Taking a look at the MSC Radio Network schedule, we've got coming up today, the Sabetha girls are in the 3A state championship game, taking on Cheney with coverage on our MSC Radio Network sister station, 103.9 KNZA, with live coverage beginning at 2 p.m. today. Of course, you can also listen live on our free online website, mscsports.net.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around at some of the top stories, we had the Valley Heights girls fall to St. Mary's Colgan yesterday by 2, 40-38. The Hanover boys top Northern Valley 85-58 last night. The Benedictine Lady Ravens fell to Xavier yesterday with a final score of Xavier Women 58, BC Ladies 45. Congratulations on a great season, Benedictine Lady Ravens.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
In major sports news, positive COVID-19 tests have derailed Kansas and Virginia tournament runs. A pair of ranked men's basketball teams have pulled out of their conference tournaments due to COVID-19 concerns. 11th-ranked Kansas had to drop out of Friday's Big 12 semifinal game against number 13 Texas, and 16th-ranked Virginia was forced out of its ACC semifinal contest with Georgia Tech. It comes one day after Duke said its season was over due to COVID-19 issues, knocking out the Blue Devils of the ACC quarterfinals. The Jayhawks cite a positive test within the program, while the Cavaliers say a positive test, quarantining, and contact tracings led the cancellation of their games. Both teams hope to participate in the NCAA tournament, which begins late next week.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
In these uncertain times, there's a lot of questions about taxes and tax returns. Locally owned H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. They have stability. 55 years in the same location, 712 Commercial. They have experienced tax preparers, over 75 years combined. And they care about you and your tax return. Call 913-367-6231 with your questions or concerns regarding recent tax changes. H&R Block is ready to help at 913-367-6231. Drop-off information is encouraged. Please stay safe and healthy.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 52 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 46. Cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's 49 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It's cloudy out there. We've got a feels-like temperature of 44. The wind is out of the east at 13 miles per hour. The relative humidity 69%. The dew point 39 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.30 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus courtside in just a couple of moments.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
And we welcome you back to the Garvey Gymnasium here in Wichita, Kansas, where halftime of this Benedict and Vaughn game is, what do you call this? Looking to go to the group of 16 ball game in the NAIA National Tournament. Is this pod looking for its champion to go to Kansas City?
You call it the pod championship?
Yeah. Well, the Ravens find themselves treading a by three at intermission to St. Francis Cougars, 31-28. And we've talked about it during the course of our little recapitulation in the opening half. Bottom line is, even though you're trailing, you can't feel too badly because Benedictine has played very well against an extremely good St. Francis team coming in here today who leads the country in three-point shots made. They worked on doing that in the first half of this game, and the perimeter shooting is what's kept St. Francis in a pretty good spot today.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the games that St. Francis has lost this season. They scored 76, 77, 71, 74, 72, 67. I mean, when they lose, because they don't score, and right now find themselves at only 31 points. So the Ravens have done a great job in the first half of keeping St. Francis down, they're going to have to, though, get better with some of their shots in the middle and clean up the turnovers. In the first half, Benedictine had 6 turnovers. St. Francis is able to turn that into 10 points, so they were able to convert on 5 of the 6 turnovers.
Getting ready to go to the second half. It's a great chance for us to remind you that Taco John's and Atchison, great sponsors of Raven basketball. And tell you what, you need to check out their new queso blanco loaded nachos, because that white cheese is fantastic. Taco John, just south of the railroad tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Holding the possession is going to award the basketball to the Cougars to begin the second half. They will put it in play, and we are back underway. 31-28, St. Francis in front of Benedictine. St. Francis going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Here's an easy bunny up and good. McKeeman in double-figure scoring with 10. He's the second Cougar to be in double-figure scoring. 33-28 Cougars. Ravens in their forecourt with their first possession of the second half. Here's Bristol cutting into the lane. Looks it off inside. Back out on top to Matt. He will cut in. Goes back to Bristol. 13 on the shot clock. Ravens looking a little choppy here at the start, Gus. Here's Chris Jackson. He'll drive in. Goes baseline. Has his shot blocked. Rebound is on the floor and sliding around. We're going to get a shot clock violation. Wait, a jump ball happens first, and that's got Coach LaCrosse bouncing around like a rubber ball out of the floor. Let's see what the call is.
They're going to call a jump ball. They're going to put 1 second on the shot clock, and the Ravens are going to get it.
That's a tough break for Benedict. They need to be just as well. I'll probably to go the other way, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have.
So it will be Chris Jackson putting it in play right in front of the Benedictine bench. 1 second. He's going to have to get it in. It'll come into Timmy. He will launch the three at the buzzer. Oh, what a play! Jaden Timmy! That is the kind of play that will take a team a long way in the second half.
Jaden Timmy with his first three of the ball game. He has 9, and the Ravens back to within 2.
And they've got players at the end of the bench. Players at the end of the Cougar bench yelling at the officials and berating them coming down the floor. Can't imagine officials would take much of that. The ball comes out on top. St. Francis leading it now by a pair at 33-31. Backing in, dropping a shoulder, pushing off. Asia shoots in. We get a foul.
Pushing in Cruz.
Eric Cruz picking up the personal foul. It'll be his second to go along with his 5-point, or his 2-point. Eric Cruz with only 2 first half points for BC. Moll putting it in play. 20 on the shot clock once again. They'll step inside. Baseline runner is up and missing. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be saved by Moll. Here's an NBA three. High rebound and grabbing from behind. No foul on Asia. But Cruz will come down with a rebound. Those guys are battling inside.
Cruz did a great job there, boxing all the way out and pushing his defender up the lane.
Bristol gets it out on top to Timmy. Back over to the right side. Matt will go in, go up. Take hands and just shoots around. Jalen Moll, we're tied at 33.
Matt Austin, the first Raven in double figures with 10.
Baseline three for the left side is up and good, and McKeeman goes to 13 points. He is their team's leading scorer right now. He averages only 10 a ball game, and he has been hot today. 36-33, and now we've got a shot in what's just been called out there.
There you go, charge against, is it going to be Cruz?
Yep.
Big one, that's Cruz's third.
2 minutes into the second half, and Eric Cruz will pick up his third foul of the game.
And now, Raymond's going to bring Saxton Thuston in to replace Eric Cruz. And I'm going to tell you, it's not the substitution they were trying to get in.
Up the floor, here comes Cushingberry. What are they looking for out there?
Well, they're trying to get Tyson in there, but he's still got his shoes off.
Oh, my goodness. The ball comes out on top. Tyson, if you got to play ball, man, you got to have your shoes and socks, you know? Here's the feed into the middle. Bunny Hop, the shot is up. Won't go for Timmy, and the rebound pulled down. St. Francis. Back up floor with the basketball will come the Cougars. We're at 17.5 to play. A three from the left side by Dollison is going to be good. St. Francis been getting hit from the outside, and the Ravens cannot have that. It is now 39-33. Cougars with back-to-back three-point shots. 17-20 to go in the game. Up with it will come Jaden Bristol. He will go to the right side to Timmy. Back it will come to Bristol. Cuts inside. Gets fouled. Hits the bucket. And one, Jaden Bristol. He's the guy that will get this team fired up. And you look at him out on the court right now. He's doing that.
Yeah, he's out there telling his teammates. He says, let's go. He is out there just imploring his teammates to pick it up. And now Jaden looking to complete the conventional three-point play.
Jalen Mole with his first foul of the game, first foul of the second half by the Cougars. The three-point play is good, and the Ravens are back within a possession at 39-36. 17-10 to go in the game. 17-10 to go in the season for one of these clubs. Back over to the left side is going to be McKeeman. He's been the hot hand for St. Francis. Out on top, there was a travel, no whistle. Back over to McKeeman. His three is on its way. He'll hit another one. Dan McKeeman is absolutely off the hook right now.
Now the Ravens have to figure out a way to stop McKeeman.
16:45 to go in the game, and the Ravens again down a half a dozen. Bristol will drive in, dishes across, gets fouled at the baseline. And right now, guys, he's just too fast for Jalen Mall.
Yeah, and Mall will pick up quickly his second foul. But if you also notice, Jaden Bristol might have just gone to that place he goes in the national tournament.
Yep, when you need him and need that man, he has been it. Bristol with the ball up top side. Skips it underneath. Saxton. Loosens. Backs in. Dumps it over on top. Bristol. He will start in. Pull up. Long shot. Good for two more for Bristol. And there you have it. He is in the zone.
Yep. He's kind of gone there. 9 points now for Jaden Bristol. Five already in the first 4 minutes of the second half.
42-38. Here's a shot from underneath. It's up. It's no good. The rebound is going to be lost. It's out of play. And which way are they going to go with the basketball? Looks like it'll go back to St. Francis. 16-13 to go in the game. 20 on the shot clock. Cougars will have it into their offensive baseline. Tell you what, Tate Plumbing, your Atchison favorite for new remodel plumbing jobs. You need anything done with plumbing. Tate Plumbing is your answer. Contact them, 367-1209, for your professional plumbing needs. Ravens coming up with a rebound on the other end. This running shot is up by Matt Austin. Will not go down, and Cougars are going to take it the other way. 16 minutes to go in the ballgame. St. Francis out top side. Dollison will go in, put the shot up off the Whitman scorer. Lance Dollison has 11. And the up-tempo scoring is not good for Benedictine, Gus.
Yeah, now the Cougars have pushed it back up to a 6-point advantage of 44-38. Just under 16 to play.
Over to the right side, it's got to be Timmy. Back out on top, Chris Jackson. Ravens need Jackson to start to score. He has, 2 points? 2 rebounds. Driving in Bristol. In and up, and 2 more, Jaden Bristol. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. We'll take a break with the Ravens with 15:28 to play in this game. St. Francis 44, Benedictine 40.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Benedictine College. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are 4 generations strong. Burger Company and Benedictine College, making Atchison a great place for all. Go Ravens!
Ravens taking that timeout and coming out of the court. You're going to find it. Jaden Bristol, Nicier Scott, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, and Jaden Timmy. Guess this is what I would call a 4-guard offense.
Yeah, definitely. So right now, you're just going to have to assume that Jaden Timmy's your 5. Saxton will be the 4 and then figure it out on the other 3. Interchangeable.
Jalen Mole coming up the floor with it, and he'll kick it over to Antoine Cushing Berry. Here come the Cougars. They lead by 4. They want to lob it in underneath. Can't get it to him. Big eyes inside by Asia. He wants the ball. Now he'll get it. Working against Timmy. Backs in. Drops his shoulder. Shoves and pushes and shoots and misses. Rebound pulled down. Asia misses again. Rebound tipped out. Bristol comes down with the board. Here comes Benedictine. If Asia's going to win the ball, he's going to need to score. Now Bristol will drive in, kick it over to the baseline. Saved there by Nicier. 14:50 to go in the ball game. Benedictine running his offense. 15 on the shot clock, trailing by 4. Bristol starts right, cuts back left, comes out on top. Saxton, shot clock at 10. Here's Jaden Timmy off the right block. Backs in, kicks it out. Nicier, the long 3. Rebound. Thuston in the corner, and the Ravens are going to reset. The feed on top to Bristol. Bristol's guarded now by Bailey. He will step in, feet across Saxton, misses the bunny, misses the tip, he got fouled. Needs to hit that first shot. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Brayton Bailey of St. Francis. And back to the free throw line will come Benedictine and Saxton Thuston. Saxton, the lefty from St. Joe. Drains the first. It's now 44-41. There is a long way to go in this game, guys. 14:26 in basketball time. That is a long, long time.
But you feel like in the national tournament, you hang on every shot a little more.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. The importance of every shot is critical. The free throw is perfect, and the Ravens are within two. 44-42. St. Francis at 14:20. As we get into the forecourt with it, Cougars will take it down the right side. Getting it is going to be Mull. Back out on top, Cushing Berry accelerates. He's got great speed, and his runner is going to roll around and fall in. Cushing Berry with a dozen. That's his first second half point.
But Cushing Berry also a smart player, knowing he's being matched up against Jaden Bristol. Bristol's not going to pick up that third foul.
Out on top is Nicer. Gets it to Matt. Austin looking into the middle. He's guarded by Mull, and he will drive back out on top. Nicer. We got a little zone defense, is that right? Because I see Mull switching up on the one. Now the driving shot, Nicer. What a play to score for two.
Yeah, it's not a zone. They're just really comfortable with switching on every screen.
Is that what it is? Yep. A screen switch that's happening up top side?
Yep.
Back over to the right side. Cushing Berry goes in, brings it back out top to Mull. 13 and a half to play in the game. Raven fans, you can hear him in the background. Shot clock is at 10. Back out high. It's going to be Bailey. He'll drive in. No room. Out on top. A three. Launched and hit. Jalen Mull, his first point of the game. Mull averages 14 a game. That is his first point today. 49-44. Ravens down five. Bennington has been in that unenviable position, Gus. If we talk about rolling the rock up the hill, they've been treading for a long time in this game. Here's a shot up by Timmy. He gets fouled. The whistle on Jeff Reynolds. His second foul today. Timmy coming to the line for two. And for Benedictin, that scoring with no time coming off, that is so big.
How about this? In the first 20 minutes of basketball, we didn't see a single free throw for Benedictin. This will be their fourth and fifth free throws in the second half.
First one is up and good. Jaden Timmy makes it 49-45. Still 13:04 to play.
I think Kathy is going to check in and replace Jackson Thuston.
Shoes, yep. Both shoes.
One, two.
One more shot coming up. Jaden will hit them both. It is 49-46. Ravens within a possession. 13 minutes to play as the ball gets into the forecourt for St. Francis. Cougars out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Back out top side. A little shake and bake for the baseline. No room there for Jalen Mull. He'll drive it around to the right. Lost the handle of the ball. Is able to go back and retrieve it. Kicks it down to the baseline. Bailey has it down there. Dribbles in. No room. Out on top. Shot clock at 8. Here's Cushing Berry. The running. 3. It's a long shot. Missing. Rebound, Benedictin. Timmy with the board. Up with the become Bristol. Jaden over to the left side. Skips it down low. Head fake. Head fake. Follow shot. Missed. And
we're going to get a foul on Ian Twain.
Tyson Cathy had an absolutely uncontested shot because he was out of control and couldn't hit it.
Cushing Berry. There's a G in there.
Yes.
And it'll be his second.
Ravens will have it into the baseline. 20 on the shot clock. Comes into Timmy. Gets pushed in the back. No foul. He'll drive in. Change directions by Pan Cook. Is up and missing. And a rebound's going to be hauled back down. Cushing Berry will drive down. Dump it over to the right side. Knocked away by Bristol. Oh, my gosh, what a play. That was a big-time defensive move by Jaden Bristol. Here comes Benedictin up the floor. Jaden coming to the right side, dishes into the corner to Matt. Austin will dribble it into the lane. Little hook shot, that's way off the mark. Saved by Tyson. Hook set up and in. A nice play, Tyson Cathy. Top of the arm. Okay. 49-48. Ravens within one. Hope you're enjoying as they take a timeout. Hope you're enjoying Benedictin basketball here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison. Timeout of the court. We're down to 11:50 to go in the game. It's St. Francis 49. Benedictin, 48.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As you alluded earlier in the ballgame to the fact that Benedictin and St. Francis not getting a lot of free throw opportunities, and they're not. These two teams have combined for 7 free throws in a game that's three quarters of the way through, essentially.
Yep. the officials have started calling maybe a little more in the paint here in the second half, because Benedictine did not shoot a free throw in the first 20 minutes of play. Here in the second half, they have attempted 5 free throws. And for St. Francis, he attempted 2 in the first half, have not shot a free throw in the second half. And for Benedictine, starting to maybe feel a little better about where you're at. You've kind of moved to the under 12. You haven't got anybody in real foul trouble now, because Jaden Bristol still sitting with 2 fouls. You also have Eric Cruz with a couple fouls, but no other player with more than 1.
Next thing, guys, that you've got to, I think that you have to look at on the lines up here is the Ravens are shooting miserably from outside. That's going to turn around, because right now Benedictine, they hardly hit a 3-point shot.
Yeah, and haven't really attempted a great deal. I mean, Matt Austin is 2 for 5. They've only attempted 12, whereas St. Francis has attempted 25 3-pointers.
Inbounds, it'll come. St. Francis with the basketball. They'll back in, trying to back in through the double team. The shot is going to go up from the inside, up and good. And there's a guy into the game for the first time today. That's Jimmy Anderson. He is like Mount Rushmore. He could be Pike's Peak. He is a huge man out on the floor.
They're listing him at 6'9", 290, and he's 3 1/4 at least.
Cruz, it's a 3! We're tied at 51. Cruz. He loves it. The Raven fans love it. It's a 51-51 ball game. 11 minutes to play.
Pretty sure that was the air guitar.
Is that what that was? What was it, Freebird, maybe? Or what do you think it was? Here's a feeder from the left side. Backing in is going to be Asia. Off the block. Can't get a shot away. Comes out to McKeeman. Then working around to the right side. It's going to be Cushing Bear. Did take it down for St. Francis. Into the corner. Backing in. Feeds inside. Big man. Up. Off the mark. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Ravens. And here is Nicer. The Benedictine guards are some of the best rebounding guards I've ever seen. They get inside. They get rebounds. And now look at the Raven idea here. They're going to back it away. It's a tie game. Nicer. Looks inside. Kicks out on top. You got Eric Cruz playing at the top between the circles. Now nice here, trying to drive in. Goes across. 5 on the shot clock. Falling away. It won't go. Rebound Saxton. He's fouled on the floor.
Saxton Houston is just a high motor guy. And that time we're going to see a foul against Brayton Bailey. Look across the way. You see Jaden Bristol over there taking a seat. I'm going to guess that nose is going to open back up from yesterday, because he's trying to stop the bleeding on the right nostril.
Good chance to get him a little rest, too, because he will come in for the final run here. Ball comes out on Jock Matt. Austin for the basketball, 19 on the shot clock, 10:15 to go. Back into the ball game is going to come Asia. The feet will come right side. Tyson Cathy backs in against a much smaller defender. Sky hook, missed it. Rebound pulled down by St. Francis.
When guys think Cathy is being guarded by a 5'8 guard, you just got to go into him.
9:55 to go. Here's a push, a shove, no room inside. Back on top. Here's a shot wildly wide to the left side. Rebounding it down again. Benedictine and Nicer Scott.
Nicer Scott has done a really good job this afternoon coming in for the Ravens. He's played about every position at the top.
51-51 ball game with 9.5 to play. Top side. And Coach Moody's upset. He did not get something he was wanting there. Did you see that?
He wanted Nicer to cut through the lane.
Nicer will now cut into the lane against a defender. Put the shot up and hit it. I guess it's all good. Was it in? Well, 53-51 in the Ravens for the first time in a long time are leading by 2. Here's a dish left. The big shooter for 3 knocks it down. And McKeeman has been insane. He's got 19 points. Or is that Bailey?
Bailey.
Oh, give Bailey his 5th point of the game. And it is now 54-53 with 9 minutes to go. St. Francis with the lead. Benedictine with the basketball. Comes out on top. Ravens around the left side to give and go. The shot going to be blocked, and it's going to be a foul underneath. Coach Asia was just not going to let it happen.
Coach Moody wants the intentional, because he never made a play on the basketball. And he's not wrong here. He just grabbed the jersey and pulled it.
And the officials, again, are turning a deaf ear. Coach Moody's finally going to call over the little guy, the youngest guy, who claims to be the lead official of this crew, and he's just not even going to talk to him.
I mean, that's what happened. He just turned around and grabbed him by the jersey and never made a play on the basketball.
So coming to the free throw line for Benedictine,
is going to be
Tyson Cathy for the 1-1. That's team foul 7 for St. Francis at the 8:54 mark.
The first one misses. Rebounding it down to St. Francis. 8:50 to go. Walking into the forecourt, Cushingberry. St. Francis clinging to the 1-point lead, and now they're going to go to stall with 8:40 to play. They'll go basically four corners here. As McKeeman will have it on the right side. Now they'll give it a little motion over to the corner. Bailey back on top. The three is launched and missed, and the rebound pulled down by Benedict, and Ravens up with the basketball. Matt Austin into the forecourt. 8.5 to play. Ravens with the ball down by 1. Matt way upstairs waiting for Bristol to check back in at the first opportunity. Now Matt will go down the right side of the lane, travel in, turn, shoot, doesn't get it, rebounders, and over the back, it blows over the top of Saxton, no foul call. Up with it is going to come Cushingberry. He'll dance it around to the right side, comes out on top to McKeeman, feeds it into the lane, dropping, hooking, shooting, missing, rebound tipped out, Ravenson up with it will come. Nicer, 7:55 to play. Nicer has an avenue, pulled it back on top, goes to Cruz. He will drive, and he will shoot, and he will miss it. Rebound,
Ravens. Again. Yeah, it's going to be another foul on David Asia. It'll be his third, and it'll bring E. Cruz to the free throw line. You know what else it'll do? It'll bring Jaden Timmy and Jaden Bristol in for, I would say, probably the remainder.
Look at the foul second half discrepancy. Team foul discrepancy. The Ravens are at the line for the 1-1. That is team foul 8. Free throw.
They're
going to
start shooting.
Ravens have got to hit those free throws. Benedict is committed 2 second half foul.
So for the Ravens, they're going to be out on the floor right now with Jaden Timmy and Eric Cruz. You're going to have Nasir Scott, Jaden Bristol, and hold on, we're going to get one more. Chris Jackson in.
Eric Cruz for Benedict and Gus. He's an 82% free throw shooter. And he's not even the best free throw shooter on the team. Ravens are one shot away from tying this game. It is up. It is in. And we are even. It's 54-54. 7:48 to go.
E. Cruz with that free throw has 6 points here in the ball game.
St. Francis with the ball out on top. Here's going to be Cushingberry. He'll drive down the right side of the lane. Puts the running shot up. It's no good. And we're going to get a foul called on Nicer, who's walking away shaking his head. Said, I don't know what I could have possibly done that would have been less invasive. And he will be called for his first foul today. Coming to the free throw line for St. Francis is going to be number 12, Antoine Cushingberry, an 80.0% free throw shooter this season. He's got a dozen points, averaging 17 a game, and this free throw fails. One more shot coming up for Cushingberry. Second one is going to be good. And he puts St. Francis back in front at 55-54. 7.5 to go. Ravens trail by 1. Backing in is Bristol. Turns, shoots, through the defense, draws the foul, hits the bucket. Jaden Bristol goes, he is in an elite group all of his own.
Yeah, I mean, when Jaden Bristol just gets in that zone, he gets a little frustrated and just says, watch this, I'm going to do it. There's nobody in the country that's going to stop him. Jaden Bristol hits the free throw, and he's coming to the free throw line looking to complete his second three-point play.
It is up. It is not going to go, and the Ravens lead by 1, 56-55.
Ravens have now led 3 points. I'm going to call it 4 points off because Tyson Cathy missed the front end. So 4 free throws missed in the second half.
7-11 to play in the game. Cougars, top side, Cushingberry. Cuts right. Gets in traffic. Asia travels again. They keep shuffling the feet up topside. You see that? There was another one. No foul call. Now the baseline three is up. It's way strong. Rebound Cruz for Benedictine. A bad miss by Conlon Martin. We have not seen Conlon Martin play in this game. And back up the floor will become Benedictine. Conlon Martin is a 6 foot senior. 6:45 to go. Out on top is going to be Bristol. Jaden looks inside. Loses the handle. It's on the floor. It's going to be picked up by St. Francis. Up the court they'll come. The kick over to the right. The drive into the lane is batted away. Cruz with a steal. He gets pushed. No foul.
I think it was a lob for an alley.
I tell you what, L&L Construction, you got to see the guys in the red trucks. For any of those spring projects you've got coming up, whether it's remodel or new construction, give them a call. L&L Construction, they'll turn your ideas into reality. 6:10 to go in the game. It is 56-55 Ravens driving in. Nice here. Kicks it over to the right side to Bristol. Shot clock at 6. Three-pointer. Gated from the baseline. That's not even his shot.
Hey, Bristol with a big three right there. He got 16 points, 12 of those here in the second half.
Big man on the left side at the three. And it's up and from the baseline. Dollison for three. We get a Cougar timeout in the Ravens lead. 5:48 to play in the game. Benedictine 59, St. Francis 58.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
All right, minutes and 48 seconds to go in this game. And the winner moves to Kansas City in the final 16 of the NAIA National Tournament next week. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Gus counts to my left. Tom counts with the hearing. Gus for Benedict. And they warmed up a little bit shooting, but again, the Ravens are a better shooting team than they have shown so far today. And yet, somehow, they have a one-point lead over an extremely, extremely good St. Francis team that was the number one seed in this pod.
Yeah, and for St. Francis, here in the second half, I feel like they've just kind of given up on every other shot that isn't the three-pointer. They are now 12-30 from behind the arc. They've only attempted 56 shots, so over half their shots are from behind the arc.
Here comes Benedictine. Ravens up the floor and Jaden Bristol. We'll bring it down. He'll slide to the right side. Comes out on top to Cruz. Cruz will accelerate. Feeds in the middle. Chris Jackson. Shot rejected. Rebound. Slapped out on top to Cruz. Out to comes to Matt. Over to Bristol. Jaden cuts in. Spins in. Topside Matt. Shakes his defender. Goes in. Dumps it over. Bristol. Out on top. Chris. Can he get the three? No, it won't drop. And a rebound. Pull down again. St. Francis. Chris Jackson. Because he is struggling something awful today. 1 of 6 shooting. And now a blocking foul on BC. And on Jaden Timmy.
And for Jaden Timmy, it's only his second foul.
And for Benedict, and it is only team foul 3 of the second half at 5:15 to go.
Yeah, Eric Cruz has 2 of their 3 second half fouls. So right now, looking at the fouls for Benedict, and you've got Eric Cruz with 3, 2 on Jaden Timmy, 2 on Jaden Bristol, no other Raven with more than 1.
Antoine Cushing, Barry puts the ball in, and it's going to come out now between the circles to Asia. Over to the right side, McKeon. Again, they're slowing up. Here's a drive in. Little reverse layup. Misses. Rebound. Tipped out Matt Austin. 5 minutes to play in the game. 59-58. BC with the lead. Driving in. The shot is going to go up. But we got a huge collision topside with Timmy and Ball.
It's going to be a foul on Ball, and it's going to bring Timmy to the free throw line.
That'll be Jalen Moe's third foul. All of them have come in the second half. And also, the Ravens find themselves in the double bonus. So, at the free throw line will come Timmy. And now,
Moe is screaming at the official.
I don't think you can do that, can you? I mean, you can, but I don't think it's a brilliant idea.
And the official's got a problem because he's, like, just sitting there engaging.
Now he's coming over talking to Timmy, who says, yeah, okay, whatever you say. It's 4:50 to play in the game. Jaden Timmy coming to the line. Does all that conversation upset his shooting? No, it does not. He took it right down. One more shot coming up, and the Ravens are up by 2.
12 points now for Jaden Timmy. 6 in the first, 6 in the second.
Second free throw. Gets them both. 61-58.
Matt Austin will check out, and Nasir Scott back in. So the Ravens out there with Chris Jackson and Nasir Scott. You've got Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz, and Jaden Timmy.
Clock running along, and as Antoine Cushingberry gets into the forecourt, we're at 4:44 to play. Cushingberry accelerates down the right side of the lane, has the ball batted away for a moment, dumps it over to Lance Donaldson. Donaldson, the big man, comes out on top to McKeeman. He's had the hot hand today. McKeeman has been fabulous with 16 points. Now driving into the lane down the right side, Cushing Berry, who puts a shot up, it misses. Gets his own rebound underneath, puts up another shot, misses. Rebound, Eric Cruz, and we have a foul on the floor. Let's see against whom it will be called.
They can't call that on Cruz, can they, really?
Yeah. That's his fourth. Wow.
So Eric Cruz is going to be whistled for kind of a foul in the paint. It'll be his fourth foul. He'll check out. It's Kathy coming in. A little surprised we're going to see Kathy. I thought maybe Saxton here.
4:24 to go in the game. 20 on the shot clock. Inbound. Layup is going to go quickly up and in for Asia. His seventh point of the game at a 61-60. Ravens leading it by one at 4:15 left. First of all, Waka again up the floor. Backing it away in front of him, providing defense, is going to be Antoine Cushenberry. Bristol goes down the left side. The defender moves back with shot, and he's fouled over the top by Asia. His fourth personal foul.
Yeah, what the Ravens are doing right now is when Jaden gets the ball, they're clearing out. And it's causing Asia to try to decide whether he goes with his defense or with his offensive player, or he sags. And right there, he sagged and picked up his fourth.
At the free throw line, Bristol, it's up and good. Ravens back up by a pair. 62-60. We're down to 4:05 to go. We're suddenly in that scary part of the game. When you next time you look at the clock, it'll be at a minute and a half.
It's like a sunset, right? It just melts away.
4:05. Second one good. Ravens up by three. 63-60. One possession, Benedictine lead. Is Jalen Moore into the forecourt with it. Kicks it over to Cushenberry. Goes it to the big man. His layup is going to be up and good. David Asia has 9, 63-62. And we're at 3:50 to play. Bristol again, up court. Look at Coach LaCrosse. He is like losing his mind, screaming at his team. Bristol will drive it out on top. Nice deer kind of gets grabbed, puts a shot up in traffic, and instead of grabbing him rebound, slapping at the ball,
he's trying to do like
a
volleyball lift right there.
Back out on top, over to the left side. Asia will have it in the corner, comes back off on top. 3:20 to go, 20 on the shot clock. Top side, Cushenberry. He'll drive it onto the right side, beat it out to the top. Here's a three, on line, no good. Rebound, Chris Jackson. Where'd he come from?
No, Chris Jackson has not had the offensive game he wants. He's 1 of 7 shooting, but he is having an excellent defensive game today.
Benedictine is going to take a timeout. We're down to 3:07 to play. It's Benedictine 63, St. Francis 62.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
So many Benedictine fans who have come to Wichita today, all of them on the edge of their seat is the Ravens, hanging on to a single-point lead. 3:07 to go. Neither team has been able to put together much of a lead. No one has ever had a double-digit lead in this game. The Ravens' largest lead has been 4 points. They had a 4-point lead when it was 9-5. They have a 4-point lead a moment ago at 59-55. They have never led by more than four.
You look at St. Francis, they are a team that is well-versed in playing close games this season. You just look at their last few. They beat Bethel by 5. They beat Taylor, Indiana by, 5? I mean, they've been in some of these close games here this season. They lost to Grace earlier this season on the road, 72-71. But again, the Ravens have to be happy with holding St. Francis right now to 62 points.
Benedictine putting the one-line play coming out of the timeout, and we are inside 3 minutes to play. Here's Bristol. Goes all the way to the baseline. Start to drive in. Lobs it out on top to Timmy, and it is going to be saved. Oh, what a play by Jaden Timmy to save the over and back. That was spectacular. Four on the shot clock. Bristol, a really long three. Is going to be off the back. Lip of the rim, and it's no good. Rebounding it down is McKeeman. Here comes St. Francis. Cougars with the basketball. Trying to combine 1 and 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Up the floor, Elijah won it. Asia won it to basketball. They did not see him. Cushenberry back over to the left side to Bailey. Bailey to Moe. He's in front of Chris Jackson. Mull goes to the left side. Jackson blocks it out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Back to St. Francis with nine on the shot clock. That was a great defensive play by Chris that saved an easy layup.
But again, Chris has been playing excellent on the defensive end here today.
It'll come in play at their offensive end for St. Francis. Putting it in is going to be Jalen Mull. Ravens out of the court with Scott Jackson, Bristol, Timmy, and Kathy. And it will come on the left side. Driving around, the shot is up, and it is good. A two-pointer for Cushing Berry. St. Francis back in front at 64-63. Ravens down one with 2:12 to go. Timmy with it on top. Look away pass in the middle. It's going to be thrown into center. It's going to be stolen away. A turnover by Chris Jackson. Here come the Cougars. We're down to 2 minutes to go. Cougars with the top side. There was a travel. No whistle. Back over to the left. They're going to go. Dancing around into the corner. Looking in the middle. Backing off on top. 13 on the shot clock now. 12 have been to 45 left in the game. Cougars with the ball leading it by one. Miller fans go to the left side. Cushing Bear will drive. Baseline goes up. Missed a shot. It's out of bounds. And now they're going to call a two-shot foul on the block. They talk about that. I'm going to remind you that if you're going to kick off your weekend or your holiday or your party, do it with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly. Hometown helpful. That's your good friends at Hundley Liquor. So, because of fouling, it's Benedictine is going to put Cushionberry at the free throw line. He is an 80% free throw shooter. The first one rolls around, and it is good.
Daxton Thuston is going to check into the ballgame, replacing Chris Jackson. He'll be out there with Thuston and Timmy, Austin and Cruz, and then Bristol.
It is now 65-63. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Ravens rebounded down. Benedictine trailing by two. And here comes Jaden Bristol with a minute and a half to go. Being defended by Jalen Mull. Bristol slides over to the left side. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Cruz. That was a silly foul. Cruz stepping out like that. And that's his fifth and he's done. Because Bristol was just going around his left side. And he stepped up and tried to set a nice screen. But instead made a fifth foul. And he's done. A minute 26 to go. 65-63. This is a big call for the Raymond defense. They can't give up a bucket here with a minute 20 to go. Out on top of it is going to be Cushing Berry. And St. Francis is just going to stand on top and dribble the basketball and burn down time. Coach LaCrosse is standing there nodding his head, telling his team, we just want to sneak out here today. Minute 11 to go. Over to the left side is going to be Mull. He'll go baseline, lays it up and in. Jalen Mull puts his team up by four, 67-63. 1 minute to play. Bristol drives down, goes left. Ravens don't need three here. They need two. Bristol will drive in, change hands, shoot it off the window and miss it. Rebound St. Francis, and Bristol reaches in to commit a foul. And now, losing his mind on the floor, David Asia. He's spinning and twisting it. Good job by Bristol to stay away from him. Bristol's going to walk to the other end of the court. It'll be a one and one for Asia. He is a 65% free throw shooter. And goes to Jaden Bristol. Let's be real honest. That was a brilliant play to make that foul quickly and not let any more time elapse.
Yeah, I just can't believe they're not going to go to the film on that. That's just an elbow, I thought, above the shoulder.
Asia at the free throw line. He's rattled a little bit. His free throw is up to win good. One more shot coming for him here. You know what? You need to contact Larry Busing or Julie Abey over at Mass Mutual Financial Services. They specialize in doing some things that would help you, like helping you reach your retirement goals or your life insurance needs. Give them a call, 367-2354. Larry Busing and Julie Abey at Mass Mutual Financial. Second free throw is also good. And Ravens in a little trouble now. It's going to get by a couple of scores, 69-63. Benedictine down with 40 seconds to play. Out on top with it, Jaden Bristol. He'll slide to the right, go around the edge. A running three by Bristol is off the mark, and the rebound pulled down by St. Francis. Cougars coming up with the basketball, and Benedictine's going to foul him deep in the back row with a half a minute to go. St. Francis will walk to the other end of the floor with 31 seconds to go. And stepping to the stripe is going to be Danny McKeeman, who is an 83-plus percent free throw shooter. He's the best free throw shooter on this team.
Yeah, McKeown's going to be kind of the MVP today for St. Francis if they're able to pull this out. That's going to be, what, his 17th point of the day, and he's just been on fire all afternoon. Coach Moody can utilize the timeout here.
We're taking a break with the Ravens. 31 seconds to go in the ball game. St. Francis 70, Benedictine 63.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Welcome back to Wichita, Kansas, where we're down to the last 31 seconds to play in this game. And because the Ravens have their work cut out for them here as they are down 7. One more free throw coming up for St. Francis. And Benedictine has been guilty of giving up a couple of long runs. Back in the opening half, they gave up a 14-0 run to St. Francis. They were able to battle back. Now, here in the waning moments of the game, the Ravens are, since 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play, have not scored. So they haven't scored in, well, you might as well say 4 minutes. St. Francis is on a 10-0 run with one more free throw coming up. And again, another double-digit to nothing run. Back to the free throw line comes McKeeman. You mentioned a moment ago his 17th point. Looking for number 18, a tremendous free throw shooter. And this one is going to be right in there. And it is now 71-63. The Ravens trailed by 8. This is the largest lead of the day by either team. Bristol will go all the way to the baseline. Cut around into the lane. Rotate, turn, puts it up off the window, but it won't go in, but he gets fouled. The whistle's going to be on David Asia. Asia picking up. I've got him for 5. Is that not? No, they've got him for 4. I thought I had him for a 5th foul, so.
So Bristol will be back at the free throw line. He's attempted 4 of them already today.
This one is good. For St. Francis, back into the game will come Cushing at Berry. For Benedictine, they're going to add guards. It'll be nice here. Scott checking in, and also it's going to be Saxton Thuston into the game. 71-64. First point for Benedictine in over 4 minutes. So he will hit both. It is 71-65. 20 seconds to play. Ravens pressing on the inbound. It'll be in the backcourt. Asia will have it. They'll lob it up on top across the timeline. Left side to McKeeman, and a foul by Chris Jackson. His first today.
Okay, so McKeeman was the 4th guy to touch the ball. And the first 3 would have been much better opportunities to foul, right?
Yeah, so what Benedictine does, again, is put the 84% free throw shooter on the line, who has just hit 2, and now he's looking for, he can get 20 points here with a couple of more free throws. This little guy is a good shooter. This one is up and in. So Danny McKeeman, only a sophomore. St. Francis will take Cushing Berry out. They're making an offense-defense switch. Cushing Berry's a good offensive player, but not much on the defensive side. They'll bring Bailey back in for him. Second free throw, McKeeman will be also good. He's got 20, and it's now 73-65. We're 13 seconds left, and that's what a great season it has been for the Ravens. Here's a 3 is up by Matt Austin. Won't go, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be St. Francis basketball. Benedictine will end the year with 21 wins in what has been a crazy, nuts kind of a season. And they're going to look back on this a little frustrated to think that, man, we did good. That's what they need to think.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you're never going to be happy with how the season ends, but you give it a little time, you step back, and you look at it, and you're going to be all right with where this season was.
Final score this afternoon. St. Francis, 73, Benedictine, 65, and we'll return to Wichita to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Talk about DeWichita, Kansas, where this afternoon the St. Francis Cougars were able to come from behind in the second half and take a win away from Benedictine 73-65 and move on to the Kansas City portion of the NAIA National Tournament. And Gus, St. Francis has the guys have great games.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of did what we thought coming in. They had four guys that averaged double figures. Four guys got into double figures today. Dan McKeon led the way with his 20 points. Antoine Cushenberry, right around his season average, was 16, 14 for Lance Dollison, 11 for David Asia. It was a 5-point ball game for Brayden Bailey, 5 for Jolan Maul, and 2 for Jimmy Anderson today. For Benedictine today, it was Jaden Bristol with his 20 points. And it was 13 for Jaden Timming, 10 for Matt Austin. Scoring then drops off to 6 for Eric Cruz, 6 for Saxon Thuston, 19 for Scott with 4, 2 for Tyson Cathy, 2 for Chris Jackson, and Ahmad Lewis getting a pair today.
Benedictine wraps up the season at 21-6. The champions of the South Division of the conference, number 2 team in the overall conference, and thus it was a great year considering a tremendous number of issues. Next year is going to be very interesting to see, you know, what the lineup looks like, who may come back into this team, and what the Benedictine has in store for his fans next year.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the crazy thing about this season is that all the seniors do remain or retain a year of eligibility. So, again, never really sure what the future holds, but we'll be back, is all I know, in October, late October, playing basketball again.
You know what we need to also remind our fans? Okay, if they just think we're done, we're not, because what were we talking about earlier, a couple of weeks from now, there's going to be football here on Care Radio. The Benedictine Raven football team will move into the spring portion of their season, and we're going to have those games for you here on Care Radio literally 2 weeks from now. I want to thank our great new main sponsors as they help bring Benedictine basketball postseason games to you. Larry Busing with Mass Mutual Financial Services, Hunley Liquor, L&L Construction, Tate Plumbing, and at Taco John's in Atchison. Thanks to all of them. And we want to thank you for having joined us once again. Well, we're giving out a little gratitude. Many thanks to Joseph, who spent all those hours making us sound better than we are. Back at the Care Studio, Joseph, thank you very much. Can we greet you next time again? Final score in this game today. It was, let me get that score sheet back out. It was St. Francis 73, Benedictine 65. From Gus Counts, Tom Counts here in Wichita saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and our coverage of Benedictine Raven postseason basketball here on Care Radio. The preceding broadcast was made possible by these outstanding local sponsors, Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. This has been a Care Radio sports production.